Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people, my nation. This is your brother, soldier, comrade in arms, Sean Kwali, broadcasting live once again to you from the hills and the smells of North America. Proud to present you this platform that we call Black Power Radio. And we're going to get an on-the-ground report, an on-the-ground report live from our national chairman. That's right, you heard me correct. Our national chairman, doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. Let's see if he's on the line now. Black Power, sir, you're on the air.
Black Power, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure the signal's strong. I'm talking with this Bluetooth on. Am I coming in clear?
Yes, sir. You're coming in loud and clear. We hear you just fine, sir.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be on with you, brother.
Happy to have you, Black.
We are?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes. You go right ahead, Black man. Go right
okay.
ahead, sir.
Okay, well, yes, sir. First of all, on behalf of the listening audience, thank you for taking the time out to share these moments with us. And we really just wanted to dig into your mind tonight and see what's on your mind. I know you have a lot that's on your plate and a lot that you are producing and dealing with. And so we want to kind of let the audience know what's going on. So the first question we'll ask you is what have you been up to? What has Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz been up to here recently since we talked to you last?
Well, I'm going to flip that back on you, Black man. What have we been up to? You have to tell them what we've been up to, then you ask, and you can come and follow up and ask me what I think about what we've been up to. You know what I've been up to as well as anybody else. So I'm gonna let you get a few minutes to tell everybody what's happening, and then you go ahead on and come right to me, Black man.
Okay. Well, he's asked me that because he know I know the answer. We have been straight up organizing. Brothers and sisters, for those listening, we have been straight up organizing. We are building all over this country, membership coming in daily, in over 40 cities in America as we stand today, and internationally. That's just the new Black Panther Party in terms of our personal chapter work, building up daily. And then we're fresh off the heels of a smash success in Harlem, New York. Well, we paid tribute. You all heard us talking about it. We paid tribute to membership of the Black Panther Party of the 1960s and the Black Liberation Army, and definitely paid tribute to the New York 21, the Panther 21, with our comrade, Brother Daruba Bin Wahad, our sister Don, and our comrade Ashanti Austin. We paid some tribute. And they blessed us right back. I mean, it was power packed. The spirit was off the chain. It was historic. then from that, the next day, I know, sir, that you all were there at the Juice Bar, at the Harlem Juice Bar, organizing again. Didn't even take a break. Didn't even slow up. Got a little bit of rest and came right on in to the Juice Bar. Organized the brothers and sisters there at the Juice Bar. Organized the Master Network. Did some networking for the party. Set up some chapters. And among other things, we just been rolling. So I hope that's what you would have said.
Yes, sir. That's pretty accurate. So I let you go ahead. I'm just going to take your questions. I'm not going to give a speech tonight,
okay.
Black man. I'm going to take a few of your questions and take a few questions from the audience, and then I'm going to keep it moving. So I'll let you go ahead and ask the questions, Doctor.
Okay. Yes, sir. All right. And so being fresh off the campaign in Harlem, New York, kind of can you just tell us what that means to you as an organizer? What does that experience mean to you as an organizer?
I would say that certainly Friday, October 22nd, in Harlem, New York, that it was an historic night. Where the new Black Panther Party, in the spirit of Sankofa, have reconnected with their mothers and fathers in the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense from Oakland, California. And for many years, it has been reported that we have been at odds. And there's always been some kind of tension or one way or the other between the new Black Panther Party and the original Panther Party. At many points, we were sued, at a couple of points, not many points, but on a couple of occasions, out of Oakland, California, we were even sued over the name. Sued in the early days of attempted to be sued in 2004, which we successfully fought. Every time the new Black Panther Party would make a lot of news and so forth. And then there's information on websites and other things that have attacked us and really, to a certain degree, irritated us or haunted us for a period in time. And so I would say, so I don't have to go off, I mean, I can give more information, but just basically, as an organizer, as a chairman of, am I still on?
Yes, sir,
still
you're
on. Yeah. As the chairman of the new Black Panther Party, to just have the opportunity to unite with key leaders in the Black Panther Party, with the new Black Panther Party, and to raise money for a powerful film called A Power Son, which is the story of Sundiata Abu and other revolutionaries in the Panther chapter in New York and the Black Liberation Army, and deals with political prisoners. That's from Field Up Productions. That's ran by Sister Dawn McGee. And to have an opportunity to raise over $1,500 for that effort and that cause, as well as unite with those that have gone before us and carried the bloody bloodstained banner of the Panther, and to put down the enemies of division, I would say that certainly an historic night indeed, and the impact and the consequences of what it means to our people, let alone our organization, and to me and to you, will be felt far, far in the future.
Yes, sir. What do you think that the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, would say over those recent moves?
I would think that he would be very pleased. Matter of fact, I know he would be very pleased, and I think that he would watch his student. I think he's watching his student, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and his son work his way through the maze and the traps that the enemy has set, as well as push forward his vision, his ideology of Black power, Black nationalism, Pan-Africanism, and a Black liberation theology. But to be wise enough and skillful enough to do it through the means of building unity and a black united front, and also reconnecting with the members of the Panther Party and connecting us to the original Panther program and not compromise, dilute, mix, or tamper with that which my leader or my teacher and my captain gave to me. And it's not an easy thing to do that. When we were here with Minister Khalid Abdul-Muhammad in the early days of the New Black Panther Party, when he picked up the banner of the New Black Panther Party, he came under heavy attack as he was fresh out of the nation and teaching a heavy dose of his militant brand of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the stronger points that he had picked up from Minister Louis Farrakhan. And then to a great extent, he was in an ideological war, even with the Nation of Islam, in terms of trying to preserve the strongest and the more radical elements of those teachings, and having falling out with the Nation of Islam, fall into the Panther Party. And so in the early days of the Panther Party, a lot of the radical theology of Elijah Muhammad was present, coming out of the mouth of the bold, bald-headed black man, our fiery mentor, Minister Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. But a lot of that strong teaching and talk and the publicity, such as in Jasper, Texas, surrounding it, and those explosive teachings that the white man and the white race is a race of devils, and talk of our God and our gun and other type of moves and strong moves, certainly, that he was making. He caught an intense backlash from many of the Black Panthers, particularly on the West Coast. Not so much on the East Coast, but it wasn't warm on the East Coast either. And so our beloved minister had to work in isolation a lot in his final days. I'm sorry to say that. But it was only really Attorney Alton Maddox of the United African Movement in New York and the New Black Panther Party that was really supporting our minister and the Afrocentric Temple in Georgia, a couple of others here and there. But he was facing hard times outside of the Panther Party, but he did have the Panther Party. And he had a strong cadre he was raising up to go his way. And so I would say that as our minister shines upon us from the realm of the Egungun, and as he shines upon us from the realms of the ancestors, and I know that sometimes, like Friday, as I was getting ready to move into New York, as I have my own way of communicating with him, that I think most certainly he proud of his son, Malik Zulu Shabazz. He knows Malik Zulu Shabazz is not exactly the same as Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. That yes, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is a staunch and principled black nationalist, pan-Africanist, revolutionary attorney and organizer. But he has his own way of making his moves and carrying out the program, and I think he would be most proud that I have been able not only to make this move, but many moves. I think he personally would be shocked that the New Black Panther Party is still going and going as strong as it is. So I thank Allah for his spirit still remaining with us, and we do it all in his name. And every time they see us and doing more and more great works, we do it in the name of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad to let him know that his works are not in vain.
That's right. That's right. So what can we expect from the New Black Panther Party within the next 6 months to a year? What can we expect as a people?
What can we expect? I can speak for myself, I would say, and maybe some others, but I would prefer to speak for myself to say, with God willing, black God willing, what can be expected from me as the chairman? I can promise the public what the New Black Panther Party would be doing. I can say what I hope. I cannot guarantee the public but a sign of what I will be doing and the direction that I will be going was what was witnessed in New York. Again, this work and the powerful program uniting with the comrade de Rehuba bin Wahad and Ashanti, the anarchist Alston, Sister Pam Hanna, who was the executive of Field Up Productions, all of these original panels, Brother DJ, Brother Bullwhip, and others, Brother Shep, Bobby Seale's cousin in the audience, Brother Chet Washington. They are filling our line and our program. I'm a unifier of black people and black folks. I've always been that since I was in Unity Nation. At that point in time, my mission was to unite black organizations and black people with the Nation of Islam, Unity Nation. And all my heroes came out of the Nation of Islam. But I continue this work now of building a Black United Front. It was on display at the Black Power Convention in Atlanta. It was on display Friday. And I'm going to be building relationships. That, dear brother, I can promise that I will be building strong and revolutionary relationships with other black organizations and brothers and sisters for the benefit of our people. I'm firm on a Black United Front. The people can count on a new and improved drive towards an upgraded Panther program. Panther program. What do you mean, Panther program? In New York, I came out of New York with the Black Panther Saturday School, which has been set up and opens up December 4th. The Black Panther Saturday Liberation Youth School will open up December 4th in New York City. And our instructor will be one of our longtime supporters, but he has now been brought in to the organization, and that is Brother Dana Bond. Brother Dana Bond, the brother of our East Regional Minister of Information, David X. He's been around our meetings for years. He liked what we're saying, but we hadn't found a way or a place for him, like so many others that come to our events and our meetings. We had not found a place for him. But I can find a place for him, brother. If you're out there in the black nation and you believe in black nationalism, I can find a place for you. Certainly. I don't know about the others that I'm listening to. I hope they can, too. But if they can't find a place for you, I can find a place for you if you believe in this. And so I come to find out. I was interviewing, like you've seen him interviewing in the movie Panther. When they were sat down and Brother Huey P. Newton would interview the brothers and sisters that were coming into the party to see why they wanted to come in and where he would place them and what was on their mind. Can you dig? Well, that's the way I did at the juice bar all day for 5 hours. I was so excited I could have done it for 10 hours. I'll be back on November 13th at the juice bar in New York doing the same moves. So when Brother Dana Bond came and said he had been an administrator of an after-school program, and he had been that, well, then I knew right away what he needed to be. And since we've been talking about our youth school and they never did it and have been righteously criticized by the original Panthers for lack of community programs, hello. But then right away we agreed that we would set up this Panther youth Saturday school. It will run once a month and try to increase it to once a week in the year 2011. And we will set it up and we will have African-centered learning and drumming and culture and other instructors and counselors that will come in for a few hours on Saturday, and the community and those in that Brooklyn or Harlem area and those in the conscious community will bring their youth and their young children and mix in with the Panther Cubs. But our youth school opens in New York. Well, what else was I doing? I was recruiting. You can count on me, brother, to recruit. Me recruiting like Huey P. Newton. I'm not going to say recruit them or shoot them. Because if you don't know how to recruit them, you don't have a divine or moral right to shoot them. If you don't know how to recruit them. We have not been recruiting right in the new Black Panther Party. We recruit from a very narrow base. And so I've got new moves that we're making. You have the new Black Panther Party in general. The new Black Panther Party should be as big as the Tea Party, should be as strong as the Tea Party, tens of thousands. Yeah, that's what I said. We need a Black Panther Party everywhere in the black community. Everybody on every block need to be holding up the Panther and saying that my position, my ideology is not the goddamn Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I'm in the Panther Party. And the Panther Party stands for and practices so on and so forth. That's where I see it going. The new Black Panther Party vanguard is that military soldier with the boots and the fatigues and the frontline soldier who has read his books and mastered his manual and knows his orders and lessons and is a part of the new Black Panther Party vanguard that goes through military training and is armed and is ready to defend his nation like any other security of a nation or a party. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the new Black Panther, the Black Panther Party general member is any black man or woman who believes in black power and black nationalism as given to the people by Dr. Khalid Muhammad and myself and many other greats who teach that doctrine and that teaching in this day and hour. And so we find a place. I'm not forcing brothers and sisters to go into the vanguard. If you want to go into the vanguard and you qualified, step into the new Black Panther Party vanguard and don't play around with it. Don't play around with the badge and the patch and the uniform. If you're a soldier, be a soldier. If you're not, you can be a general member. And general members are cold-blooded. They're members like David Bond. He's going to run the after-school program. What other kind of general member do we have in the new Black Panther Party? We have a brother that we brought in. Hold one second, brother. Give me one hot second. I'll come back.
Yes, sir. We'll pause for the calls. And brothers and sisters online, those who are on the phones, if you have a question, press number one. The number 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447, to ask your questions to the National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Just press number one. You'll be in queue and get your question out there. We want to build a black nation with you, a black nation and a black united front with you and with your help. And so the chairman has opened up the doors, but we definitely want to open up the doors to get your question. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. I don't want to lose my point. Am I on, Brother Sean?
Yes, sir. You're still on, but you were talking about.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that the general member is another man that I recruited into the party in New York. Brothers and sisters on the line, I'm building up New York, and New York is under federal takeover. You know how in your cities, when the local government or the local state government or one of their agencies need to be under performance review, or they may not be up to par, they undergo a federal takeover. I'm doing a black national federal takeover of New York. I'm going to be the man that's helping to get New York right, as it should be the rock of the nation, or the new Oakland of the new Black Panther Party. So I met Brother Christian from Gabon. And Brother Christian from Gabon, I found out that he has a school in Gabon, and he wanted us to help to get DVDs and webcast teachings into the black African youth in Gabon because they lack a knowledge of self. And so we struck a deal right away where we would be doing that, and we would supply him with the scholars that we're aligned with, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, James McIntosh, Adelaide Sanford, and others. And myself, and we would teach into the youth and our people. and we were teaching to his schools in Gabon. But then he said, I want to help build the new Black Panther Party in Gabon. And I said, well, black power to that. Because that just gives us more ammunition in the French-speaking world, as we already have great momentum with our brother in France, Kimor Arim Shabazz, and to meet others in the French-speaking world. That was a boost. But then he said he was a national champion in Taekwondo out of Gabon. And we call all black power to that. Because as a national you go on my Facebook site now and see his video. As a national Taekwondo champion, he is going to now be teaching all of the new Black Panther Party as they travel and rotate into New York, or we send him around the nation. He will be teaching us the high skills of Taekwondo and martial arts so that anybody that's attack us, we will kick their ass in the name of the new Black Panther Party and our God. We want to be able to throw down. If somebody throws down with you and you don't have a gun or can't take their gun from them or you don't have the proper weapons, you want to be able to throw down with your hands and your feet, brother and sister, and have deadly hands. Because you may not always be able to get your hands on that piece or that gun. And so you have to be able to self-defense to kill with your bare hands, even though it's not really the purpose. This is self-defense. It's in great humility and honor when you become in that kind of mode as a Taekwondo or martial arts champion. It is not to hurt our people. It is only for self-defense and to hurt our enemy in whatever sense it makes sense. But anyway, he's going to train us. He is going to be training us. You all will have to travel into New York on different sessions, and he will move him around, God willing, to different stages. And we're going to have what they used to have in the old militant days of the Nation of Islam in the 60s, where everybody had martial arts training. And for the vanguard in the Panther Party, for the vanguard, martial arts training is mandatory. You have to have a medical excuse not to get in on vanguard training. And for the general member, they may be able to partake in well, but certainly for the vanguard and for the defense corps and for the black army in our midst. And so we met. We hit the jackpot, man. He has a bachelor's degree. Brother Dana has a bachelor's degree. And Brother Christian also is going to be teaching at our weekly liberation classes. He's going to rotate around New York and at least twice a month teach in Harlem at City College and teach in Brooklyn and teach our classes, as well as the next man I'm about to mention that I'm going to get off in a minute because I got to handle something, and I might come back on with you at 12:30 or something. I may just let you handle it from here. So I have to go into a meeting. It's pretty serious. So, Brother Issa, now he has a master's degree in computer science. He likes nationalism. He likes our movement. He comes to our rallies. He likes him some Malik Zulu Shabazz. But he's not in the movement, and under normal circumstances, he would not be in the new Black Panther Party because we would tell a man like this, he might be in his 50s, well, you got to get suited and booted. If you don't get suited and booted, you're out of luck with us. Well, that's in the old New Black Panther Party. But in the new Black Panther Party, hell yeah, he got a roll with me right away. Brother Esau is an educator. He's a teacher. And he agreed to bring all of his studies and his teachings to our political education classes. He's going to teach in the rotation, too. So he's teaching. He also had a hookup. He's a propaganda man and a promoter man. He also had a hookup on 1,000 buttons for $100. We got the first 1,000 coming out this week, so the button shortage ended. He makes flyers and he makes graphics, and he's an information man. He's a specialist. He's also a businessman and is working on the Ministry of Economics in New York City. I'll get to that in a minute. That's what Brother Esau came on with us. He has a master's in political science. And so I'm happy to say that those with the master's degrees and the bachelor's degrees and those in the skilled labor are now in the New York Black Panther movement, the party, the movement. And so that was New York, man. We recruited many in, but many skilled laborers and made other alliances. Brother Fillmore, we got an alliance with him and some other young cats in the RBG crowd. And these young brothers in the RBG movement have agreed to unite with us. They'll be on the radio this Saturday. Brother Fillmore, the Red Pill from Kings County and Notre Ledge Radio, will be on the radio this Saturday on Black Panther Radio. And we have agreed to do joint projects and end the beefing out there in the community between what we know as the RBG community and all of the squabbling and the bickering and the YouTube and then the crazy mess that has left that movement looking crazy as hell. And so you can look forward to that in New York City. And so, again, we set up the Saturday school. Sister Khadija, Mother Khadija, the mother of young brother Hannibal, and Hannibal's doing a great job. He's my co-chair in New York, and between he and him, it's just going to be out of control. But the New Black Panther Party People's Health Clinic will open up on December 4th. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now, sir. Yes, sir.
The New Black Panther Party People's Health Clinic will open up on Saturday, December 4th, right near the same location as the school. And the People's Health Clinic will run every month, and you will be able to get your blood pressure checked. You will perhaps be able to get HIV testing, and you will get other type of medical tests and dietary information, as well as physical trainers will be on the scene to help you get your health right and your life right. And that's the New Black Panther Party People's Health Clinic. If you're listening on the line, if your Panther chapter is not set up like this and you don't have a structure like this, you leave something to be lacking. If you ain't doing this or you don't have some kind of awesome demonstrations or something, you pushing in the street and you ain't doing what I'm talking about, you out of luck here. You just got a club and you flossing and glossing. This is the Panther program for the future. Setting up programs for the people, military training, schools for our people, health care for our people. And we will be back again in New York on December 4th for a Black Power, Black Unity major rally at the Philip Randolph School. Black Power, Black Unity rally with all of the New York leaders as we push like Malcolm X program for the OAAU. Pushing an organization of all African unity and a black and an African united front in New York. I'll be in New York on November 13th, solidifying and organizing New York even more, building up New York and Harlem and Queens and Brooklyn and the Bronx, and building up some New York. That's what your chairman will be doing. And these kind of programs is what the public should expect from the Panther Party in the future. Better organized, better programs and organizing and building a mass party for the masses of the people, black man. I'm going to take a couple of questions maybe from the audience, and then I'm going to get off of here.
Yes, sir. A question out of the chat room. They wanted to know what was the status of some of the founding members on the Buzz 101. What was the status of any of the founding members of the party?
What was the closing status?
What was the status of the founding members of the New Black Panther Party?
What was the status? Let me try to see what that would mean. Status with us or status with themselves?
I'm not sure. I guess status with
us. I'll take it both ways. Our status with them is great for those that are with us. We're natural cousins anyway. The East Coast Panther Party was already nationalist influence. They were already influenced by Garvey, influenced by Malcolm, influenced by the red, black, and the green. So there was no big contradiction, really, anyway. You know, even though at that time they did have white alliances in New York, certainly they did, with Marilyn Buck and the Weather Underground and others. Now, that's not the way we do it. But I would say their status with us is strong, and we're going to continue to work together. The work between the new Black Panther Party and the old Panthers is going to be great. And anything we do, they're going to be welcome at. And so it's going to be great, 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 brothers and sisters. That's all I can tell you. And their status and their spirit is strong. The video will be out. And it will be up online, God willing, 1 week from now. We have to download Kimora's video, Brother Sean, and get it right into New York and put in the video trailer from Power Sun. And between those two moves, we should get this thing up online on the website, and we'll be in good shape. You can look at the website now, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be looking better and better. It's going to be looking better and better. But the video will be up, and then you can see what the status is. And pay close attention to my question and answer session with the original Panther Party, as I took questions from them about us and them and where we are and where we're going. And so that question and answer session in and of itself should be a guide. I'll take another couple of questions, and I'm going to get out of here.
Yes, sir. Most of the questions are coming out of the chat room. Not off the phone line. I just want to know, have we reached out to Geronimo Pratt? Have you heard anything from Geronimo Pratt?
I have not spoken to Brother Geronimo Pratt directly, but I'm sure in time we will talk. I'm not just on a mission running around looking for members of the Black Panther Party. This is not something that we're trying to make a show out of. Actually, this event was because, one, it was their anniversary. October 22nd is the unofficial founding. They say that after October 15th, they came back a week later and solidified everything. And so that's the date that we had agreed on when we had initially sat down with the Rehuba Ben Wahad. And so we wanted to commemorate their 44-year anniversary. That was one reason that the meeting took place. And that's also the national date of the fight against police brutality. And there's some other projects that we're working on, and we've already been in communion with those Panthers. So it's not like I'm running around. I think that I will trying to find any Panther that will meet with me. I don't need to be validated by anyone but Almighty God. I am not seeking validation. I was already, by God's grace, validated, and known. But I do, under the spirit and the laws of Maya, like to clear up mess and false allegations. And I do want to move the new Black Panther Party forward, and I have studied much in the original Panther Party program that I think that we can learn from if we would be open-minded and not arrogant. And so that's where I am. And to the extent that Brother Geronimo Pratt or any others of them see our works, I really don't want to meet with nobody else, Sean, till we get this thing right. I don't want to meet with no more original Panthers until the newspaper's running, coming out every month. I really don't want to see it. Their newspaper came out every week. I really don't want to see too many more of them, our beloved brothers and sisters, until I can certify that in Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Georgia, Texas, all the cities we in, when I can get the copy of the monthly programs from the Panther Party and their monthly reports and showing me their monthly programs and showing me where the liberation schools, showing me where the health clinics, the self-defense training, the political prisoners, initiatives, the liberation classes, and when this thing is going right, and when we out there fighting for the people and fighting on the front lines every day until the new Panther program get right. It's one thing for me to go to somebody and they be impressed with me and what I'm teaching and what I'm saying, but I don't know what you out there Y'all are out there teaching. I don't know what these ministers out there really teaching. I know what some of them teaching. I know what Zaid is teaching. I know what Divine is teaching. I know what Samir is teaching. I know what Hannibal going to teach. I know what you teaching, Sean. I know what Amira going to teach, but I don't know what these other people teaching. I know what they're going to teach down there in Norfolk. That's why I'll be on November 21st. I'm calling all y'all into Norfolk. Norfolk been going everywhere. Y'all need to come into Norfolk. I'm going to be me in some Virginia. The bottom line is, yes, I will meet with Geronimo Pratt. I will meet with any member of the original Panther Party, but my focus right now is on the work. And I will do the work. The right people will come. That's my answer to that.
Yes, sir. That's the truth. Another question out the room. Are we still at war with the Tea Party? Are we still at war with the Tea Party, and do we have a strategy for the Tea Party?
We're always at war with the Tea Party. And the crackers that dumped the tea in the Boston Harbor over 300 and some odd years ago in the founding of America, every cracker is a part of the Tea Party. And so we're not just at war with part of the world of the white supremacy and the white man of America, the white power structure, this monster, this beast. We're at war with all of it. And all of it is at war with us. The Tea Party is at war with the black man. The Republican is at war with the black man and the black woman and our people. And the Democratic Party is waging a certain kind of war against our people, even if it's a war of disrespect and neglect. All of it is part of a white supremacist, racist power structure. Now, I, out my own mouth, have said that I want war with the Tea Party. And I do want war with the Tea Party from the new Black Panther Party, because the Tea Party is armed and the Tea Party is meant to do evil to black people, and they have no love for us. But, hell, I can't just want war with somebody and it just happened like magic. I got to know, do you want war? And so the new Black Panther Party is not cold and big and strong enough to go to war with no damn Tea Party right now. You don't have the guns. You don't have the capacity to wage war against this crack. If I say I need 100 of you right now to meet me in goddamn Iowa, suited and booted and armed, to deal with the Tea Party, it'll be goddamn me and Samir. And you know what I'm saying. So if you want war, you got to get up and act like you ready for war. To those that say that you're warriors and soldiers, can you travel? Can you mobilize? Do you really have a squad or an army? And so when I see the army that's raised up strong enough to get out here and do what they got to do and to confront these crackers on the mall or wherever, then we'll do it. Other than that, we have to just keep preparing and just play self-defense. Another kind of war is a political war against the Tea Party, and we're not even really ready for that. I'm ready for it, but y'all got to get ready for it. Political war against the Tea Party means to organize the black nation and to do like them crackers are doing, is organizing and putting politicians' feet to the fire and pushing their position and platform and getting their message out all over. We're not doing that. I'm getting some of our message out. We got some of our message out, but we don't have no awesome ministers of information or no awesome political program. And I'm not moving in the way that the white man and his Tea Party are moving. Them crackers are moving with that thing. And so the answer is, yeah, I still want it. And the answer is that we're not ready for it. And so I say, get ready for war. And keep organizing and get stronger, because steel sharpens steel. And I'm keeping it 100 and keeping it real. You're not ready for war. We're barely ready for damn near war in the black community. We got to get stronger, bigger, bolder, and better. One last question, and I'm out.
Yes, sir. I guess it will be a close because answer everybody's question on the line, so if you have any closing comments before you depart, sir.
All right, well, that's it right about now. It's just about to work, you know. We celebrate and we keep this information here pumping on the line, but it's really about to work. And so in the future on these programs, I guess you will hear those that are doing the work, or we're going to set a new lineup and bring other scholars and those to give you more education. Obviously, we'll have to give out more education on the line. So, thank you, dear brothers and sisters. Time to make our word bond. I'll talk to you all in the near future. Black Power.
Black Power. And there you have it, brothers and sisters. That is the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Doctor and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And you hear the sentiment, you hear the spirit, and you hear the warrior coming up out of our brothers, just saying straight up, it is time to go to work. It's time to build, it's time to mobilize, it's time to grow, it's time to get stronger, bolder, quicker, and more braver. To the New Black Panther Party, not only those who are already in line, but for those of you who are thinking about it or who may be straddling the fence, come on and join the boldest, blackest organization anywhere in the hills and smells of North America. The website is newblackpanther.com, newblackpanther.com. You can email us, too. Give us an email at nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's nbpphq@yahoo.com. We're just giving you the off-the-ground report. We was in the field. We was in the field. Myself, the national chairman, national field marshal, the Harlem chapter, the VA chapter, and some others, and members of the NY21, BLA, and others were on the ground, in the field, making coalitions, making our word bond, making black power a reality. So now the question must be asked, what are you going to do? What role are you going to play as our babies suffer in the streets, as crack and drug houses permeate in the black community, as jobs are sent overseas and exported and outsourced, as the unemployment rate skyrockets, as our people are fighting in military service that does not benefit their total freedom, justice, and equality? What will you be willing to do, and what are you willing to contribute to the liberation of black people? Will you be a sideline revolutionary? Will you be a cheerleader? Will you be someone who will be turning cartwheels while the real players are in the game trying to score points and make baskets and touchdowns? Will you be one who is active in the role of resurrecting your people, or will you just be one to read about it in a book somewhere as an old wrinkled up man or woman saying, I wish I could, I wish I should, but I didn't? Join on. Don't be scared to join on. What are you afraid of? Hell, everything in nature organizes. The ant organizes together. The elephants organize together. The lions organize together. The birds organize together. It is only the black man and woman who have been robbed of our names, our language, our culture, our religions, our gods, our foreways, and our norms, and the power of our own being that refuses to organize together. We are the most disunited people in the world. And as you heard the national chairman's sentiment and his expression on his willingness to go into the cities and build and organize with you, you don't see leadership like that anymore. You don't see leadership that is physically on the ground, on the concrete, in the concrete jungles, making his word bond. You see people giving directions from a desk, from behind the pulpit. You don't see them on the ground, in the grass, in the dirt. That's the kind of leadership that the New Black Panther Party is producing and the New Black Panther Party has. And so here, wherever you are, if you're a writer, if you're a graphic artist, if you're a professional, if you're blue collar, if you're white collar, if you're just off the block, if you don't have nothing to lose, if you just want to fight, if you just want to bust the beast in the mouth, we got a place for you all in the New Black Panther Party. And as Black Power Radio continues to roll on, we look forward to organizing with more and more of you. As the national chairman said, if you're in the RBG movement, if you're in that red, black, and that green, if you're in that revolutionary but gangster, huh? If you're in that movement, here's a spot for you. It's a It's a couple of spots for you in the RBG. It's a couple of spots for you with the New Black Panther Party. Hell, if you just somebody who don't know what's going on and you want to learn, then come on to the political education classes. Get hip to the law. Get hip to the Constitution. Get hip to black history, black science, black culture. Get hip to black education and begin to do for self. We're talking about New Black Panther Party. We're talking about it not being the 1960s. Yes, we love what happened in 1966 in Oakland, California. We love what happened with Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton and Chairman Bobby Seale. But, hell, we can't look backwards to 1966 and say, oh, if I was in 1966, I'd roll with Huey. I'd roll with Bobby. I'd roll with Angela. I'd roll with Elaine. I'd roll with Eldridge. You can't look back to 66. You got to look right now to 2010 and roll with the Panther Party right now in 2010. If you agree that the breakfast program is good, if you agree that the health care clinics are good, if you agree that the liberation schools are good and that the senior transportation programs are good and that the clothes giveaway programs are good, then if you agree with that, we need your help. We need your volunteer. We need your time. We need your participation. We need your donations. We need your help in this mission. This is not a mission that we are foolish enough to believe that we can do by ourselves. We don't think we can do this by ourselves. We know that we need your help, dear brother and dear sister. Our unity is more powerful than an atomic bomb. The unity of the black man and the black woman is more powerful than an atomic bomb. It is the only thing that we as original people have not tried. We have tried singing. We've tried dancing. We've tried marching. We've tried protesting. We've tried picketing. We've tried sitting in. We've tried lying in. We've tried standing in. But the only thing that we have not done and not tried successfully is our unity. And we are inviting you tonight and today to unite. Unite as a nation of your own. We must begin tonight to get rid of the white value system. Get rid of the white man's culture. Get rid of the white man's way of life. Get rid of the white man's thought process. We must go all the way back to black. We must fade to black and become reborn Africans again, reborn original black men and black women. As our ancestors say, Asiatic black man and black women, straight up original black men and black women. Once again, it's not spaced out. It's not far out. This is something that is real. And you know, like I know, the New Black Panther Party is the coldest thing moving, the only organization in the United Snakes of America that has not bowed down and integrated with the white man, the only organization that has not integrated and mixed and tangled itself in with the Caucasian white man. We the last one standing, and you can bet your bottom dollar that we will not sell out. We will not be integrating anytime soon or anytime in the future. We stand on the teachings of the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We stand on the teachings of the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, an uncompromising, bold warrior who was fearless, a 100% black man, who was fearless and did not bow one iota of a second on the teachings that he was taught and on the lessons that he taught, didn't bow. And we will not in 2010, going into 2011, we will not back down one iota of a second from the spirit and the lesson and the teaching of the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, We'll tell you all to go to hell before we back down off that black man and before we back down off of our warrior lawyer, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. You have lost your mind if you think we're going to back up off of that in this new Black Panther Party. Hell, you should have been there. If you wasn't in Harlem, New York, you should have been there and seen the beauty of our Panther 21 family, NY21 family, and Black Liberation Army as they embraced their family, their cubs, their cousins, their kith and kin, the new Black Panther Party. I know the white man is mad. You ain't going to get no coverage on no CNN with that. They ain't going to run it on no Fox News. No, I mean Fox News. They not going to run it on Fox News about the kith and kin of the Panther 21 linking up with his family, the new Black Panther Party. So you got to already know that a mighty change is in progress. You got to already know that your salvation and the plan for liberation for black people is being worked out. But hell, you got to get on board. You got to get on board and you got to get in motion. Stop making up damn excuses. Stop making an excuse on why you can't, why you shouldn't, what you're scared of doing. Make all the reason and effort in the world to start something. If you want to start a revolution, start it right where you are. Start complete constructive change right where you are. Start in your own neighborhood. Start in your own home. Start in your own school, on your own job. Start in your own life. Make revolution where you are. Revolution does not start by some spook mystery, God. Revolution does not start by reading a bunch of damn books and doing nothing and going home. Revolution does not start by theorizing and being the smartest person on your block and knowing how to break down certain facts and certain lessons here and there. That's not just the only way revolution starts. Complete constructive change. Revolution starts by being an organizer, being a worker, and having the backing of the people to overturn a wicked and corrupt order in the mind and in the flesh that has kept us down for over 6,000 years. And if the white man has not changed for 6,000 years, don't you be fooled and think that in 2010 we're dealing with a different kind of white man. We ain't dealing with a different kind of white man. The Black Power General taught us, and he taught from his number one student, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, that the only way the white man has changed, the white man has gotten more slicker and more quicker and more conniving and more devilish with their devilishment and their satanic ways. That is the only way. So as instead of hanging you from a rope, now they hang you from your own mind. And they make you pitiful poor brothers and sisters put blue contacts in your eyes and purple contacts in your eyes. And they make you want to put blonde streaks in your hair and look like an old white girl or old white boy. They got our brothers running around wearing skinny jeans. Jeans so tight you can see the black man's veins in his leg, running around with man purses on, looking like a little sissy and a little faggot, instead of looking like a revolutionary, instead of looking decorated like a decorated soldier like Idi Amin or one of those revolutionaries. Why don't you want to be yourself, black man and black woman? We got to be ourselves, and the only way that we're going to be free today is if we be ourselves, if we fall in love with ourselves, if we appreciate ourselves. And hell, that means you got to put down white value. That's why the new Black Panther Party bring it so hard, because we know the condition that we live in. Brutal times call for brutal measures. Brutal time calls for brutal measures. Radical times call for radical measures. As the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us back in the day, he said time dictates the agenda. Time dictates the agenda. So we got to ask ourselves the real question. What time is it, black man and black woman? What time is it for the black man and the black woman? We thought that our prayers were answered. We had a black man in the White House, and we thought our prayers were answered. But, hell, that didn't bring us no revolution. So now that you know that your that your happiness is running on E and you got to refill your tank. Now you got to come to some real. And in the last message that the Black Power General gave to the world before he departed and transcended to the realm of the ancestors, the last message he left this physical planet, he said, enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. Enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. It is the only thing that black people have not done to get free. We've done everything else in the world. Everything. We've tried it all. There's nothing else that black people have tried. We have tried everything you can think of except being revolutionaries. Everything. We've lit all the candles. We've lit all the incense. We've done all the meditations. We've done all the prayers, every which way, the Christian way, the Muslim. We've done them all kind of ways. We've done chants. We've done casted spells. We've done everything. Hell, some of us may even have a damn broom and may have flown above a white man. We've done all kind of things, but we have not been revolutionaries. And so the reason why we are not free, it is because we have not organized to uproot and overturn an oppressive enemy that continues to keep us in the condition that we're in. You all heard the national chairman. He ain't playing, and we ain't playing. The new Black Panther Party is serious about keeping our people, getting our people, pardon me, about this condition that we're in. Serious about getting our people free. Serious about keeping our people mentally straight, keeping our people psychologically straight, keeping us spiritually straight. Serious about going into the community where the problem is and not sitting behind no damn pulpit and sitting behind no damn desk talking about what should be done, but behind the closed doors, you're a flaming faggot messing with little boys. We're serious about revolution. We're serious. And if you're serious, then hell, you got to be willing to get busy. And so we're not going to even belabor the point tonight. We don't want to come too far behind the national chairman tonight. He laid it out there for all of us. He put it out there. Hell, for anybody that didn't catch it, go back and rewind the tape. Hell, we've been working. We've been on the road. I ain't too long even been home for real. And so we're not going to belabor the point tonight, but we do want to say that you should join us. Join us on our Wednesday shows. Join us on our Saturday shows. We're gonna jam-pack the lineup for this upcoming month. I've been reaching out to some heavy hitters in the black nation. And hell, I'm telling you, when you hear them on Black Power Radio, you're going to flip out. You're going to flip out. But I just want them to bear witness. I want them to bear witness to the correctness of the position of black power. It ain't no ancient thing that went on the ship with Marcus, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Black power is our destiny. Black power is our destiny. And in the words of Imam Jamil Al-Amin, formerly H. Rap Brown, hell, he said that the white power structure been knowing what black power look like because they have kept it away from us for 400 years. Don't be fooled and think that they don't understand what black power is. The only way they can keep it from us is to understand what it is and what it means if we truly have it, if we truly have black power. And so, hell, brothers and sisters, it's time to organize. It's time to organize in every way possible. And it's also time to resist the power structure and the white man in every way possible. Don't tell me that you don't love a white man, but you eating white sugar. Don't tell me that you don't love a white man, but you treating your woman like the white man treats his woman. Don't tell me that you don't love a white man. You talking like a white man and thinking like a white man and acting like a white man. You want to be a white man. Hell, everything in nature that is white, hell, it's normally being chased by something more dominant. It's normally being chased by something more predatory. Everything white in nature usually got problems. Except the Caucasian white man, because we have not learned about ourselves. We don't know ourselves yet. And so it's just like if you put a dog and a cat together, and they grow up together, and they act against their nature, after a while, that nature's going to come out. After a while, no matter how long they've been together, no matter how close they've been, no matter, they may have even eaten out of the same bowl, but after a while, that nature will overtake the circumstance and overtake the condition, and that dog will begin to, by nature, attack that cat for territory and domain and dominion. And if you understand that the white man will never allow the black man to live in peace and harmony and contentment, then once you are awakened to your nature, then you must know straight up that you must fight for domination. You must fight for space. You must fight for peace and contentment. We must fight for freedom, justice, and equality. And so we'll close it out right here. And we ask you again to join us for the next edition of Black Power Radio as we bring it to you in the only way that we can, hard-hitting, uncompromising, bold, and revolutionary. We look forward to talking to you again, hopefully, on the battlefields, in the hails and smells of North America, in an organizing, uncompromising effort for the liberation and salvation of our people. And we leave you, as we came, with Black Power.
It's fun for all the
on them. Neighborhood know we coming. Jake hate them, snakes cannot violate them. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO, gives he knows to YO. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks in tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds sack the game for me, fights back, Mac and business. Never puts cash or ass before friendship. He laughs last, and some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
Against oppression. progressive thinking. Ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section. Citizen of six in, the frost mixing, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning. On Easter's back inscription, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence. They took our leaders and they lynched them.
It's fun for all the leaders.